The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Harav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Moyed Katan Daf Choftes. As a siyum to Maseches Moyed Katan, I would like to discuss three inyanim that we have had in the last perek of Moyed Katan: Aninus, Avelus, and Chama, and to do it by way of Aninus, Avelus, and Nechama concerning the Beis HaMikdash. By learning of these inyanim nageya to the Beis HaMikdash, we can shed light on Aninus, Avelus, and Nechama when bar minan, a tragedy happens, when one loses a relative. We begin with the hesped that Moriv Rebbe, Harav HaGoyin, Rabbi Yaakov, Moshe Kulevsky, Zecher Tzadik, Livracha, gave on the Ptira of the Rosh HaYeshiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore, Harav HaGoyin Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchok Halevi Ruderman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he began with a pasuk in Eicha, Perek Beis pasuk Hey, where Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells us, Vayorev Bevas Yehuda Ta'aniya Va'aniya. On this pasuk, the Targum comments that the words Taniya Vaniya mean Avelusa Vaaninusa, Avelus and Aninus. And immediately the Alshech HaKadosh asks the obvious question. We know that the Aninus state of mourning always precedes that of Avelus. When Bar Minan Emes is Nifter, the surviving relative remains an Onen. Why here does the Targum and hence the Pasuk choose Avelus to come before Aninus? Normally, it's always Aninus that precedes Avelus. And the answer that Rav Kalevsky Zitzal suggested was that mourning over Churban is an ever-recurring cycle. There is Aninus and Avelus, only to be followed by a new Aninus. And that's the pshat in the Targum and in the Pasuk. Avelus of Aninus. The Targum just means to say, pshat in the Pasuk, Taniya Vaniya, that it's Avelus of Aninusa. You're not finished with the Avelus. There's a new Aninus that follows the Avelus. And then comes another Avelus. And then comes another Aninus and another Avelus. Ad infinitum, until the coming of Mashiach Zakenu. And Rav Kalevsky was masber this with a Gemara that we find in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara there on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, going on to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, tells us a story that took place with the Talmidim of Rav. Kinoch Nafshei de Rav, when Rav was Nifter, Ozlu Talmid of Basrei, they went after Rav's mita to the Kfura. Kihadri, when they came back from the Levaya Amre, they said, Nezel v'nechol lachma nar danik. They said, let us go and eat bread by the river Danik. Boser de Karchi, after they had broken bread and eaten together, Yasvi v'nechome boilu, they had a shaila. Hesebu dafka tanan, al v'yoshvu loy, Oidilmuk, even the Amri, Nezl v'Nechel, Rifta b'duchta plan Yisrael, ki asebu damu. This was a shaila of whether there was a chiyuv in Zimun because they had said that they would go to eat at a certain place. Was this a chiyuv in Zimun? Was it not a chiyuv in Zimun? There was a shaila here, Negeya in Birchas HaMazon. Loi havi b'yodayu. They didn't know what the halacha was. Kom Rav Adabar Avo Ahadur Kare Lachure, as we go to the top of Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. So when this Shiloh took place following the Ptira of Rav, Rav Adabar Ahava took his beged, on which he had torn Kriya. All the Talmidim had torn Kriya after the loss of their great Rebbe Rav. But now, Rav Adabar Ava took his beget. He turned it around so that now the kriya was in the back, the kara kriya achrina. He tore a new kriya on the front of the beged. Omar noch nafshe de Rav ubirchas mezoina loy gamrinin. Rav is nifter, and we don't know the halacha concerning birchas hamoza. Said Rav Kalevsky, what is the pshat that they tore kriya, that Rav Adabar Ava tore kriya a second time? And he explained that they thought that they lost Rav only for the big, difficult shilas in Chayshemishpat, in Yoredeya. And that's what they were mourning on. That's what they tore kriya on. But they realized coming back from the Levaya of Rav that they didn't know simple shilas of Birchas Hamazon. They needed Rav not only for the difficult and the complex, but rather they needed Rav for the simple, everyday shilas of brachas, of benching. It was that new perception over the loss of Rav. It was a new loss, and that caused them to tear kriya once again. There was aninus and avelus. It was followed by a new aninus. We know that kriya, when a person tears his garments, when an avul rachmanu litzlan has to tear his garment, it's bishas aninus, before the avelus takes place, which is only after the mace is buried in the kever, and there's stimas hagolel, it is only then that the avelus begins. But during the aninus, when the person is emotional, when he doesn't comprehend the loss of his relative, or in this case, of his Rebbe Muvik, at the time of emotion, that is the time for aninus, for kriya, for a catharsis of letting out those emotions, those pent-up emotions. And so, after they came back from the Levaya and they realized there's a new dimension of Rav, which they didn't realize before, and that new dimension was missing, there was a new hargasha, a new feeling of loss on which they tore kriya. It's avelusa va'aninusa. And so, true, aninus of Churban Beis Hamikdash and avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's the same as aninus and avelus when one bar minan loses a relative, but there is a difference. The seder by a relative is first aninus, then avelus, then there is nechama, but it takes 12 months until the mace is nishtakech min alev, which doesn't mean that the person forgets that he has lost a father or a mother, a brother or a sister, but it means it goes into the recesses of his mind. It's not on the top of his mind. He's not thinking about it as he does during the 12 months. So at the end of 12 months, following aninus, avelus, and nechama, comes the siluk, where the mace is nishtakech min alev, it's not at the forefront of his thinking. Ma'ashi enkin concerning churban beis hamikdash, true, we have aninus and avelus, but we don't have the nechama and the siluk. But rather, we have an avelus which is followed once again with a new aninus. As we find Rabbi Lezer HaKalir, the Kaliri, states in the Kinnis, Al Churban Beis Hamikdash, Ki Horas V'Chihudash, Espoid B'chol Shana V'Shana Mispeit Chodosh, Al HaKodesh V'Al HaMikdash. Each year, a new kinnah will I sing for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, for the Kodesh, the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kodshei Kodshim that were demolished and trampled on. I will make this kinnah every single year because it is never ending. It is different in this respect from a regular aninus and avelus over the loss of a relative. And what causes this never-ending cycle? What causes the Targum and the Pasuk to say, Taniya vaniya, Avelusa vaninusa, that the Avelus will always be followed by a fresh aninus, This is based on what Rav Chaim Volozhiner tells us, that he wonders how it is that we are still misabel over the Churban Beis HaMikdash so many thousands of years after the Churban. Why is there no siluk as we have by a mace after Yud Beis Chodesh? And Rav Chaim Volozhiner points out Rashi in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin, Posuk Lamed Hey, Divrei HaMaskel Vayimoyen LeYisnachem, that Yaakov refused to be comforted over Yosef, even though it was 22 years since he lost Yosef, says Rashi, Ein Odom Mekabel Tanchumen, Alachai, V'sover Shemes, Shalames Nigzer Egzera She'ishtakech Min Alev, V'loy Alachai, a person is not Mekabel Tanchumen on someone who he thinks is dead, but really he's alive. The Egzera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that man should be able to forget his tragedy, his Avelus, that was only made on someone who in fact died. But if that person is still alive, then the gzeira of shikha does not come to fruition, and the person keeps thinking and thinking over the loss of the one who he thinks is nifter, and in the case like Yosef, is really not nifter. Explains Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's the pshat in Chazal. Kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim, anyone who mourns over Yerushalayim, zoche v'roa b'simchosa, as the Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Beis tells us. Whoever mourns over Yerushalayim merits and sees the simcha of Yerushalayim. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it should say, kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim yiske v'yira b'simchosa. He will see the simcha. He will see the rebuilding of the destroyed Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? B'loshen hoive zoche v'roa, he sees now? Answers Rav Chaim Volozhiner, because the fact that every year we have a new hesped, the fact that avilusa vaninusa, as the Targum tells us, that the avelus by Churban is always followed by a new aninus, that means that Yerushalayim is alive for us. It's not like, unfortunately, some of our brethren where the Churban is a historical footnote. To them, the Beis HaMikdash and everything that the Beis HaMikdash represents is dead. But by us, true, the Eitzim V'Avonim of the Beis HaMikdash are not here. But what Yerushalayim represents, Yerushalayim, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner tells us, represents Achdus in Klal Yisrael. Ke'ir Shechubro Lo Yachtov. That Achdus, which was broken through the Sinas Chinam of Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara in Yuma Daf Testament base tells us. But if we are Misabel Al Yerushalayim, if we think of how we can improve ourselves and we do tshuva, Kol Misabel Al Yerushalayim Zoyche V'roya B'Simchasa. Yes, we're mourning over the full Achdus of Yerushalayim, but on the other hand, we have a source of partial nechama. We have some simcha in the fact that Yerushalayim is still alive for us. If it was not alive for us in some manner, then it would be totally nishtakech min alev. Rashi tells us it's only because it's not nishtakech min alev that we could still mourn it after 12 months, after 12 years, after 1,200 years, close to 2,000 years. We're still mourning over Yerushalayim, because there are aspects of Yerushalayim that are still alive for us, and therefore we still mourn. Kol misabel al Yerushalayim. If Yerushalayim is alive for you and you're still mourning, it's a riot, it's not nishtakech min alev. So memeila zoicha v'roya b'simchasa. You don't have to wait to see the simcha. You're going to see simcha now because Yerushalayim is alive for you. On the one hand, that causes you to mourn over what's missing of Yerushalayim. Each year you see another aspect over the loss of not having a Beis HaMikdash. But on the other side of the coin, there's a simcha in knowing that Yerushalayim is still alive, that it has not been nishtakech min alev. And so, briefly, this is the first teretz of Avelusa v'aninusa, based on Rav Kalevsky Zitzal's teretz to the kash of the Alshich. Why does it say Avelusa v'aninusa? And the answer is, It's an ongoing, never-ending cycle until the coming of Mashiach. Yes, Avada Aninus comes before Avelus, even by the Aninus and Avelus over the Churban, but it's an Avelusa, which is followed by Aninusa. It's a never-ending cycle. And now we proceed to a second answer on this kasha of Avelusa v'Aninusa. This teretz is based on something I saw written in the name of Hagoyin Rabbi Yashir Ber Soloveitchik of Boston, referring to a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which speaks about Avelus Chadosha and Avelus Yeshana. Or, to put it in different terminology, Avelus the Yochid and Avelus the Rabbim. Avelus Chadosha is bar minan when a person, when a Yochid, loses a close relative. Avelus Yeshana, an old Avelus, that refers to the Avelus the Rabbim. That refers to when Gans Klal Yisrael is in a state of Avelus over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We say during the Kinnos on Tisha B'Av at night, B'Leil Zeh, on this night, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This night means a night over 1900 years ago, and B'Leil Zeh means tonight. Avelus Yeshana, the goal of Avelus Yeshana is to make the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash and the destruction of Yerushalayim as if we are reliving those moments. And therefore, we find a very interesting thing, that when it comes to Avelus Chadosha, the Avelus of a Yochid who just lost a close relative, there the intensity of the loss gets dissipated the further one is removed from the actual loss. And so too the halacha gets easier as we get further away from the actual moment of that great tsar of losing one's close relative. On the other hand, by Avelus Yeshana, by Avelus of a tzibur over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, as we get closer and closer to Tisha B'Av, our Avelus intensifies. It gets stronger and stronger, and likewise, the dinim that are connected to the Avelus get more and more chomer as we approach Tisha B'Av. And why is that? Why by the Avelus of a Yochid does it get easier? And why by the Avelus of the Tzibur does it get harder? And the answer is because, although, as we mentioned before, both of them have Aninus and Avelus, but they are in different orders. The Aninus and Avelus of a Yochid, the sharpest moment of pain is when the person breaks down and begins crying, when the person feels the loss over his father and mother who were an integral part of his life, who went through the trials and tribulations of life together with him, who laughed and cried with him, that person is no longer here. There's an intense, sharp moment of pain over that loss, and the person emotionally becomes an oinein, and he tears kriya, and he feels it very strongly even after the kvura. And so the most chomer dinim are associated with the person's strong feelings over the loss, and those are the dinim of shiva. Then the person's feelings get less, and so the halacha also. The halachas get easier during shloishim. And finally, the person goes from shloishim into the yud beis chodesh. His feelings get lighter concerning the loss. They're not so sharp, and so the halachas get easier as well until the end of the yud beis chodesh. Whereas, when it comes to the Avelus Yeshana, when it comes to the Avelus of the Tzibur, there we have to relive the Churban. Otherwise, we won't feel it on Tisha B'Av. We have to build up emotionally. We have to build up with all our experience that it should be as if B'Leil Zeh, as if at the night of Tisha B'Av, we're reliving that the Churban is taking place right now. So the only way to do that is to build it up. We start with the 3 weeks. Then the dinim get harder during the 9 days. Then they get even harder on Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av. So we start with the 3 weeks. That's like the Yud Beis Chodesh by Oval over a parent. We go to the 9 days. That's like the Shloshim by an Oval over a parent. And then on Tisha B'Av, we come, Rav Soloveitchik says, the pitch of Shiva. But Rav Soloveitchik has a halacha which brings this point out, and that is that during Tisha B'Av, during the 9 days, one is not allowed to wash one's laundry. And it's not because that this is an inyan of simcha, but rather because washing one's laundry, especially in the olden days when there was no push-button washers and dryers, was a tedious process that a person was busy with an entire day, bringing the clothing to the river and going through the whole process of making clothes clean. It took a person's mind away from the avelus. And in order to come to the feeling that we're actually reliving the loss B'Leil Zeh of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there cannot be any Hesach Hadas. And since washing clothing takes a person's mind so much away from the Avelus, therefore Chazal ushered it during the 9 days, so that a person should be able to build up in his mind, starting from the 3 weeks, through the 9 days, through Erev Tisha B'Av, through Tisha B'Av, and even during the 9 days, we're building up Shavuot Shechalboy from Ches of Zion and Ches of Av and on, Erev Tisha B'Av, building up, until finally on Tisha B'Av, we can experience the actual Churban. That's why the halachas of Churban Yeshana, of the Churban of the Rabbim over the Beis HaMikdash, are built up just the opposite. They become stronger and stronger until we come to the point where we can relive the Churban and actually be properly misabel over the Churban. And that's why we can't have Hesach Hadas, and that's why washing laundry is prohibited. The only question that I have on this is from a Gemara in Tainus, Daf Lamed Amid Aleph and Lamed Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us that the minig of Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi on Erev Tisha B'Av was that he would eat his dried out salted bread with water, and says Chazal v'doyme kemisha meisoy mutol lefonav. It was as if his mace was in front of him, which is the lashon which Chazal used for aninus, when a person has an obligation to bury his mace that's in front of him. That is the lashon that we use when we refer to aninus. So Rav Soloveitchik seems to say that we're taking the Yud Beis Chodesh for Avelus Shishana, going to the Shloshim, and the highest point is Tisha B'Av when we come to the Shiva. From Chazal here, it would seem that we come to a higher point. We come to the point, Erev Tisha B'Av, right before Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi came to the point where he was able to be margish the aninus over the Churban. And I would like to suggest that this is a second answer to the question that the Alshich asks. The Alshich asks that by Churban Beis HaMikdash we find Taniya v'Aniya, which means Avelusa v'Aninusa, and it should be Aninus and Avelus. We gave one teretz from Rav Kalevsky that by Churban Beis HaMikdash is a never-ending cycle. After the Avelus, there's a new Aninus, followed by Avelus, followed by Aninus, and so on and so forth. It's always, yes, Aninus first, then Avelus, but the Avelus is always followed by a new Aninus and a new Avelus, and that's the Pshat of Elusa Vaninusa. Now we're suggesting that by Churban Beis HaMikdash, The order, in fact, is reversed from the Aninus and Avelus of over a mace. There, the order is Aninus first, then Avelus. Masha'en Kain. Based on what Rav Soloveitchik tells us, by Churban Beis Hamikdash, we start with Avelus and we get stronger and stronger until we're able to reach the moment, the climax of Doimeloi Kamisha Mesa Mutalufanov, where he feels the sharp pain of losing the Beis Hamikdash. And that comes right by the Sudam of Seconds, right before Tisha B'Av, into Tisha B'Av, that we actually feel as if right now, Leil Zeh, we're experiencing, it's happening right now, the Beis Hamikdash is being destroyed. And we can only do that through concentration without Hesach Hadas. But in fact, by Churban Beis Hamikdash, according to this Mahalach, it's Avelusa V'Aninusa, up to Aninus, not just Shiva, but up to Aninus itself. Perhaps this is a second answer on the question that the Alshich raises of Avelusa V'Aninusa. And now a final thought on Nechama. In the shiur that we gave in the end of Masechta Brachos, we mentioned a yesod from the Baal Shem Tov, that there is a chilek between Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid and what Nochem Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu L'Toiva. And the chilek the Baal Shem Tov tells us is that Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid means that everything that appears bad, Hashem does it for a good purpose, but the thing itself could have been bad. Gamzu L'Toiva is a higher madrega where what you think is bad is actually good. There's nothing bad that comes out from Hashem. Gamzu, that which you think is bad, L'Toiva, it itself is good. And we mentioned that Rav Schwab says a similar thought to be mechalik between the words that we find concerning Nechama. One is called Nechama and one is called Dabru Alev. Rav Schwab, in his Sefer Mayan Beis Hasheva, in Parshas Yisroi, Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Beis, tells us that Nechama does not mean speaking to a person and giving him words of appeasement and trying to make him feel better from the tragedy that he has just experienced. That is all included in Dabru Alev. But what is Nechama? Nechama is, as we find in Rashi and Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, on the Pasuk, V'hi nochem al horoli amecha, says Rashi, Hasosas machshava acheres lehetiv lehem al horo asher chashavta lehem. That Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem to have a nechama, to have a 180-degree turn following the chet of the eagle, instead of destroying Klal Yisrael, to save Klal Yisrael. So the word Nechama means just the opposite. Something that appears bad is actually good. And Rav Schwab points out that Yosef HaTzadik used both of these Lashonos. When the brothers came after the Patir of Yaakov, thinking that Yosef would take Nechama against them, and they pleaded with Yosef, Ona sona pesha achecho, and Yosef responded in Perik Nun in Bereshis, Pasuk, Chof and Chof Aleph, Atem choshavtem alai ro, Elokim choshva litova, Leman asoy kayoyim azeh lahachyois amrav, Va'ata altiro anoycha chalkal eschem estapchem. And the Pasuk concludes, Vayinochem oysom, Vayidaber alibom. In other words, Yosef used both methods concerning his brothers. He spoke to their heart. That was, Al tiro, don't worry. I'll take care of you. And then he also gave them deeper nechama, vayinachem oysom, because he said to them, Atem chashavtem alai ro, elakim chashav litoiva. Here we have nachum ish gamzu litoiva. What you thought was raw, now looking back in hindsight, we could see that it is in fact litoiva. We find similarly at the beginning of the Haftorah of Shabbos Nachamu, 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 Ami Yomer Elokeichem, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, V'kirurei leo ki molot zro, ki nirtza avoyna ki locho miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol katei seo. And in that pasuk, we also find Nechama, Nachmu Nachmami, and Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Tell Klal Yisrael that their Aveira has become forgiven because they've received from Hashem double punishment for all their Chatoim. And we find an interesting Chazal in the Psik de Rabasi and in the Yalkut, in Yeshaya, we find that La'asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell the Nevi'im, Lechu Faisu is Knesset Yisrael, go and appease Knesset Yisrael. Miyad Miskansin Kol HaNevi'im, and amongst the Nevi'im is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. V'holchem Etzlo, they go to Kol Yisrael. V'hi Omer Slohem, and they tell these Nevi'im, the Pasuk in Iyuv, Perikov, Alev, Pasuk, Lamedalit, Eich, Tenachamuni, Hevel. All your Nechama is Hevel. It's meaningless. Bo kulam etzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Nevi'im came to Hashem, Oimrim Loi, and they say to him, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Bikashnu lel nachem oiso v'lei kibla. We wanted to give nechama to Klal Yisrael. They didn't accept it. Amar lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boyu imi, come with me. Anivi atem neilech etzla, we will both go together to her. Umen nachemim lo, and we will comfort Klal Yisrael. Nachemu nachemu ami, yoimer lekechem. And the pshat in this pasuk, based on Rav Schwab, is that the Nevi'im were successful in Dabru Alev. They were successful in explaining to Klal Yisrael that your sin has become forgiven, you've received double punishment, but they tried to come to the ultimate of Nechama. And that the Klal Yisrael said, no, we do not receive any Nechama for you. We can only, from you, we can only receive it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, Hashem himself had to go to Klal Yisrael and give them words of Nechama. Because Nechama means to tell Klal Yisrael that all the Yisurim you have gone through in all the generations, in the Spanish Inquisition, and in Gzeres Tachvatat, and in the Holocaust, all the 6 million Kedoshim, all that is not bad for a good purpose, but it's Nechama. It's 180 degrees, the reverse. Bad is really good. Who could tell that to Klal Yisrael other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? And that is why, at the house of an Avil, what do we end our words of Nechama? What we're doing to the Avil is really, we call it Nechama, but really it's Dabru Alev. But we end off and we say, you know who's going to be the only one who can really give you nechama? Hamakoyim. Yenachem eschem esoich sharavah yitzin rishloim. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's going to give the ultimate nechama to the aveilim of tzin yushloim. When they will at that time realize that what they thought was bad, gam zu l'toyve, it itself is good, then you will also receive nechama. I, as a boss of Adam, how can I tell you the loss of your close one that it itself is good? I can only offer you words of comfort. I can speak to your heart. I can try to make you feel better, but I can't give you the ultimate nechama. That's only the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. But there are times, explains Rav Schwab, when a person is able to look in hindsight. And even in his own lifetime, he can look back at events that happened much earlier in his life, and he can perceive that everything that he went through that seemed so painful at that time, but later on he can realize and see the good in everything that Hashem did to him. And that's what Yosi was telling his brothers, says Rav Schwab. Not only Dabru Alev, but he was telling them Nechama. Because now look back at what you did and what came out of it. As a result, I was able to save our entire mishpacha, that they would not starve, chas v'shalom, to death. I was able to save all of you. That's what Hashem wanted. He wanted to do good in every step of the way. Whatever I went through, gam zu l'toiva, Hashem chashva l'toiva. And so Rav Schwab explains, this is the pshat, that we find in the Navi Yeshaya Perik Samach Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Ish Asher Imoy Tenachamenu, like a man, a grown-up man whose mother will comfort him. Kein Anoichi Anachemchem, so will I, Hashem, comfort you, Klal Yisrael, Ubi Yerushalayim Tenechumu, and you will have Nechama in Yerushalayim. And Rav Schwab asks, why is it ki ish, why not ki yeled, asher imoy tenachamenu? And why is it imoy and not aviv? Let it be ish, asher aviv yenachamoy. So why is it ish and not yeled? Why is it imoy and not aviv? And Rav Schwab there in Yisroi, Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Beis explains, and this is based on a Maisa Shehoya of a mother of a great Gadol who had tremendous Yisurei Leda when the Gadol was born, and she almost was Nifter, and she suffered immensely. But years later, when her own son was going through great difficulties, she came over to him and she said, "You know, I know you're going through a very hard time right now, but I too, when you were born, went through a tremendously hard time of Yisurim. I was close to death. But now, looking back, seeing what a great Gadol you have become, so everything that I experienced, I realized every pain that I had was a tremendous thing because it was creating such a great person as yourself. So too, whatever you're going through, you'll be able one day to look back at it and you'll say to Hashem, I understand what you did, everything you did, not for a good purpose only, but it itself was good." And so that is the pshat, says Rav Schwab. Ki'ish, like a grown man who's going through his own difficulties, asher imoy tenachamenu, whose mother will come over to him and tell him about the tsar leda that she had, and how now, looking back in retrospect, how it was all toiva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein anoichi anachemchem. One day, Hashem will give us hamokoyim yenachem eschem uv'Yerushalayim tenuchumu. We will have the ultimate, not just Abru Alev, not just Kol Ma'adavid Rachmona L'Tavavid, but the actual nechama. Kein anoichi anachemchem. Yerushalayim tenuchumu, may we be zoicha to that day of Bias Goyel Tzedek and the ultimate nechama b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. If anyone would like to delve into these inyanim in more detail, one can see the Kuntres Aninus v'Avela Shel Churban in my Sefer Oir HaOirois in the Oir HaMoyadim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.